Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
46 degrees. Good morning. 01:00.
Clear.
45 degrees. Good morning. 02:00.
Clear.
45 degrees.
CMADYO monitoring.
Good morning. 03:00.
Clear.
45 degrees. Good morning. 04:00.
Clear.
44 degrees.
KDAZKP, KDAZKP, KR4HKA, Carlos, I'm over here on the Echo Link. Can you connect with your radio or get on your laptop or something if you're monitoring your scanner? It'd be KR4HTA.
Good morning. 05:00.
Clear.
45 degrees. Good morning. 06:00.
Clear.
46 degrees. Good morning. 07:00.
Clear.
44 degrees.
W8FU. We made it to Friday. Good morning. W8RCY. Good morning, Donald. On the way in for the Friday grind, listening to some sports radio, all geeked up about the Lions, bandwagon fan number one. Oh yeah, I can agree with that, definitely. I think we play, I think we play the Texans this weekend. I don't even know if it's home or away, I haven't even focused on it yet. Yep. I heard somebody on a forum last night there, talk about bandwagon, or fans or something like that, so what? I just don't get that. Like you're entitled because you because you watched them during the lean years, the horrible years, the dreadful years, like some special dance card. Oh well, good for you. Let me know how that works out. Well, I was born in 56. We have not been 6-1, 7-1 since 1956. So I've waited my entire life for this start to the season to start off at 7-1. So I guess I'm on a certain kind of senior citizen type bandwagon of some kind. I'll come up with some tagline for it. But I haven't yet to start drinking blue Kool-Aid yet or anything, or Honolulu blue Kool-Aid, so I haven't gone that far yet. Well, I was, you know, a couple of games ago, I was, you know, just kind of like, is this real? You know, what's going on here? This is weird, because they're really good. And now after the last couple, I'm just like, forget it. I'm in. All in. This is real. I mean, I hate to, you know, you hate to say it how many times over the last, you know, got my whole life, you know, especially the 90s, where you just, you know, you buy in just to be crushed. But this is different. This is real, man. This team is good. So, I don't know. I just enjoy it, you know? It starts with an owner that cares, in my opinion, and Sheila Hemp Ford, even though she's a Ford, or Ford Hemp, I guess is how it goes, she's the first Ford member of the family to own this team since 1963 to care and put in the effort, and I don't know how deep her pockets are compared to everybody else, but she's not afraid to you know, spend money to, you know, get the players that we need, and you know, so it all starts at the top, and underneath her ownership and leadership, a lot has changed. Oh yeah, I was absolutely on the Ford should be embarrassed. They need to move this team along, because they're just absolutely embarrassing themselves. And it's just, you know, and she's, you know, the way things are going, she has a potential to finally, you know, redeem their name somewhat. And you know, good for her. I think, yeah, you're right. You know, they get the, you know, I mean, she made a gutsy call with Campbell, right? I mean, you know, when he first came in, people were rolling their eyes, going, listen to this kneecap, you know, biting moron. And, you know, but now they're all kind of going, holy shit. I mean, he has made this team in his image, and they are buying in. These guys love him. I mean, there's a lot to be said about that. Maybe she saw that, you know. I mean, I'm thinking maybe she saw that. He's a charismatic guy, you know, so, you know, you get him in a room, his passion will sell you, so it could be that, but whatever it was, she's bought in, and now she's getting the hell out of the way and letting them play, you know, letting them do what they got to do. Absolutely, and Campbell was hired before Brad Holmes, the general manager, was brought on, which I found to be surprising, because you usually get the general manager first, and then you work with the general manager to find a coach. No, it was, you know, for Campbell to sell himself, whatever was on his resume, for her to put trust in him and do it the way it happened, to get the coach first and then the general manager and then all the assistant coaches and everything else, to build what they have in such a short period of time. Sure, their first year wasn't the greatest, but, you know, halfway through the, just as you start the third season and it just takes off, and it's like, oh yeah, everybody's buying in now. It's, you know, you're either all in or you're not in. And for somebody like, what's his name, Darius, this new guy that we got coming in to replace Hutch, he's going to realize this is an opportunity I couldn't pass up, and he's going to be all in come Sunday I do not follow much football outside of Lions and Ohio State. A little bit Michigan State, but mostly, you know, Ohio. You know, when it gets down to players and specifics and weaknesses and strengths and things like that, you know, I focus on Ohio State first and now the Lions recently. And so I can't tell you what he was like, you know, over there in Cleveland, but he's a great player on paper, right? You know, and well, not on paper. In reality, his stats, you know, he's a great player. I was worried. You know, he's 32, and he comes from a different culture. Is he gonna be the old man in the locker that doesn't buy in? But I've been reading, and it sounds like he's all in. It sounds like he fits like a glove to this, style and. You know, Campbell, I'm sure that's what they're going to say, but what I'm reading sounds like legit. Sounds like, you know, this is the kind of player they wanted. So, and I'll tell you what, I would rather have a slightly lesser choice, slightly, not, you don't want to give up a lot, but I'd rather have a slightly lesser choice that buys into this Campbell system than the slightly better that's, you know, not really buying in, but you know you can't have anybody that's not buying in, right? You know, he's got a thing, he's got a train going here that's it's important to be part of it. And I don't know how you couldn't, it's proof is in the pudding, so you know it's kind of hard not to buy into it, right? W8RCY. Yeah, I agree, and to have an opportunity at 32, and a chance at a Super Bowl. That train set there, and from what I'm hearing, he was like one of the first people that were on Detroit's radar when Hutch went down. Matter of fact, the line was, before they even knew what the outcome of Hutch's surgery was going to be, this guy was already being talked about as a replacement. I know they wanted Crosby out of the L.A. Raiders thing, and that just wasn't going to happen. I don't know if it was the costs or the prices or the trades or draft picks or anything like that would have, you know, cost the Lions everything to get the guy. But, this guy is going to be a good fit. And, like I said, to get a chance at a ring at 32, I wouldn't pass that up. Yeah, I think one of the problems is I don't think he's got as good a, you know, offset on the other side as he had in Cleveland, so it's going to be, and I'm reading this, you know, it's not some analysis of mine. Again, I don't watch really carefully what the Cleveland Browns are doing, but I've heard that he had pretty strong counterpart on the opposite side, which I know, you know, Hutch didn't really have it, you know, and that's why we were looking before Hutch went down. So now he comes into a situation where, you know, he's not got it. But our defensive coordinator has managed to, mix it up a little bit and do some stuff that does, give that side, the advantage now and again. So, you know, it's, you can coach around that somewhat, and they were doing that with Hutch, so. You know, they're going to have to do it with Zadarius. But, yeah, cool. I think you're wrong, though. I think he's got a chance to win a ring. I think a second ring. I think he's got one, right, with San Francisco. From what I was reading, again, you know, just me quickly going over the, you know, the stats the other day as when the trade was announced. I think I saw he had one with, I think, San Francisco. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. I haven't really divulged into his history, and a lot has gone on this week with other things in the news and stuff like that, so I haven't been following it as closely, but now, like I said, it's Friday, we're gearing up into the weekend, and we're back to abnormality, so, yeah, and knowing Jill, my girlfriend, she'll probably be more concerned about college than she is pro football. She's a college football, college basketball type person. She doesn't care for the pros too much. But, yeah, she's got some Lions swag that she'll wear around the house on the weekends instead of her usual Michigan stuff. So, she's becoming a convert. So, we'll see how it goes. But, anyhow, I will open up the airwaves in case anybody else is out there wants to talk to you this morning, and I'll let you get your ride in and get your Starbucks, and we'll talk later. If not, we'll talk tomorrow morning. W8RCY, standing by. That phone must have rang. Morning, Lance.
Hey, yo, how's it going?
Just crawling into work. Got a road rager in front of me. Not road raging at me, but I didn't catch what he was so upset with. But, just following a road rager on my way into work. How about you?
Headed to the proving grounds. Hopefully to see you get the car crash.
No, it all went down without incident. Just a, you know, just a shaking of the fist and the bird out the window from this little car in front of me to a car that got in the Michigan left loop around. I had no idea what the car did to warrant such nothing happened. So I don't know. I clearly must have missed it. Anywho, I'm just getting on the growth spec here. Probably going to stop and get my Starbucks. And start my day. Nothing exciting really going on. Maybe do some, I got some stuff I got to do. I got to get that garage. I keep dragging my feet on getting that garage rebuilt. Not looking forward to going into debt on that, but whatever. Got to get on that.
Yep. Maybe they didn't like the color of the car or something. I don't know. But, drove all the way out to Chelsea yesterday because they were supposed to run our test, and they ended up running a different test, so got to see at least some car crash, but waiting for that.
Chelsea, man, what do you guys got out there?
That's where the, I believe it was the Dodge Brothers. Is it the Dodge Brothers or Walter decided to build a proving ground out there?
Really? I didn't know that. I guess I didn't know where your proving grounds was. I know where the Ford's Proving Grounds is. I know where General Motors. I guess I never knew where the Dodge Brothers prove their stuff.
Yeah, I've had to go there a few times. I think the best one was our little employee make you feel better day. They brought us out there for a day, and they had, like, the whole fleet out there you could go drive, and so you could go drive on the one loop that has all the different road surfaces and, you know, man-made potholes and whatever. They had a bunch of Wranglers out there, and they were taking people out on the off-road trail to, you know, do a little off-roading on the Wranglers, and then... this was when the Hellcats came out, and they were loading people up in Hellcats and taking them on the oval, and we hit like 180 on the oval, and we're doing 150 on the turns.
Well, that sounds like fun. Yeah, very cool. And I just passed Starbucks. I am not getting a coffee this morning. Not feeling it. So we'll see how that works.
Man, are you feeling sick or what's going on? You skipping the coffee?
Yeah, I don't know. Just not feeling it this morning. I got a Keurig at the shop, so if I really need to have a cup, I can pop one in. I like the cups, the K-cups that we get. In fact, that's almost exclusively what I drink at home, is Keurig.
hearing. Yeah, really, it was a matter of finding a cup that we liked. Because at first I was like, ah, you know, who drinks this stuff? And then we luckily found a blend we really, really like. And now that's all we drink.
Yeah, that's pretty much exclusively what I drink, is Keurigs, or Keurig cups. I use the Tim Hortons cups. It's just the coffee I was drinking before, so it works out, I guess. I don't know. I don't think it tastes the same as Tim Hortons, but I've gotten used to it, I guess.
Yeah, I've tried a few K-cups of coffee that I'm used to, you know, that I know. Some Starbucks blends and some, you know, Dunkin' Donuts and some other blends. And I know what those taste like. And, yeah, I agree. They don't really, to me, they don't really taste the same. So we started looking at, just we like dark coffee, strong coffee. So we started looking at anything, you know, with dark in the name or, you know, that indicated it was a dark profile. And we found this one. It's by Green Mountain, Dark Magic. And we were like, yes, this is it. So, anywho, God darn it. I told the guy not to park there, and then somebody else grabs the damn spot. I think these guys are just deliberately idiots sometimes. All right. I'm here. I gotta go. Drive safe.
You get one of those boss parking only signs, don't you? All right, 738.
No, it's not that. Yeah, that too. They always park where they know I park. And that's just a thing because they're children. And I don't say nothing about that. I don't care. But no, this is, they park. They park in front of this building next to us, blocking their door. And I told the guy yesterday, he normally parks there. I said, let's not park there because you're kind of blocking this. It's a contractor that we're renting, I guess, if you will, a big portion of our facility out to them so that they didn't have to bring in Quonset huts or whatever the hell it would be for this construction project. It's saving us, you know, like over $500,000 on the project by allowing them to do that. So it was well worthwhile. But if we park our van there in front of that door, it kind of blocks their whole entrance. So I said, let's just not do that. But hey, whatever. I got to get in. W8FU.
KE8TFM.
Good morning, 0800 hours, sunny, 44 degrees. Good morning, 0900 hours, sunny. 47 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours. Sunny. 49 degrees.
A little
noisy on the mobile.
Thank you for the signal report. KFABWC is clear.
KFABWC monitoring mobile.
KFABWC is clear.
50 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Sunny. 54 degrees.
KFAS Mobile. 278, Costco Gas.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny. 53 degrees.
W8HBX, W8HBX, KF8AT.
NHKBB Mobile.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Sunny. 54 degrees.
NHKBB.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 55 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 55 degrees.
KFAS Mobile.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 52 degrees.
NADBF Mobile.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Clear. 50 degrees.
W8EAP. Monitoring.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Clear. 44 degrees.
Thank you.
Good evening. 20:00.
Clear.
42 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours.
Clear.
40 degrees.
Double UHCMC. Double UHCMC calling CQ. CQ. Double UHCMC calling CQ.
Good evening, 22 hours.
Clear.
39 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours.
Clear.
40 degrees.